The rest of the story. Auguste Tsipras is 25. He is a longshoreman on the docks of Saint-Pierre. Among his countrymen on the Caribbean island of Martinique, he is as close to anonymous as anyone can get. But in just days, he will be world famous. And all because he woke up one morning and lived to tell. For this is the rest of the story. When a volcano blows its top, there's a chance that you can outrun the lava flow. The unavoidable, incontrovertible killer in a volcanic eruption is a phenomenon sometimes called nube ardente, the cloud-sized fireball that can roll out of an exploding mountain and over miles of terrain at hurricane speeds. The temperature inside this gigantic mass of gas and debris may exceed 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So, nube ardente, when it stays close to the ground, may lay waste to a region with the devastating efficiency of an atom bomb. And that is precisely how it happened on the island of Martinique almost 93 years ago. It was the spring of 1902 when such a phenomenon incinerated the port city of Saint-Pierre and all of its 30,000 inhabitants, all except two. A cobbler, but he lived on the far outskirts of town. And our longshoreman, Auguste Tsipras. It was 7:52 a.m. Auguste had not yet had breakfast when his quarters grew strangely dark. An intense heat suddenly overwhelmed him. He fell to the floor where he lay writhing in agony and crying for help for almost 4 days. And when rescuers finally did arrive, they found Auguste massively burned and near death. Doctors attempting to treat him doubted that he would recover, but he did. And today history books remember him as the only one of the citizens of downtown Saint-Pierre who survived the now renowned 1902 eruption of Mount Pelee. The remaining 30,000 were quick-fried in their tracks. Auguste Tsipras, who lived another 27 years, enjoyed a good deal of celebrity for his role in the great Caribbean cataclysm. Freak jockey P.T. Barnum even signed Tsipras to a years-long contract which involved circus appearances, reenactments of the Pelee firestorm. Now, there's an alarming footnote to the account of the disaster that you've just relived. The people of Saint-Pierre wanted to evacuate, but they were discouraged from doing so. They were even turned back at gunpoint on the roads leading out of the city, and this on orders from the politicians of Martinique, who needed only enough voters in town to conduct the island election, then only days away. The citizens of Saint-Pierre perished as prisoners of their own democracy. Auguste Tsipras survived as a prisoner in the Saint-Pierre jailhouse. For his windowless jail cell, with only a tiny iron grate in the otherwise solid door, served as a bomb shelter that protected the prisoner just barely enough to keep him alive. Whereas if Mount Pelee had not blown her stack that morning, May 8, 1902, longshoreman Auguste Tsipras, a convicted murderer that same morning, would have died on the gallows. Now you know the rest of the story.